I have to start with some bad news, and I hate it when we have to do this, but friend of the show and longtime guest, frequent guest, Joe Roach, died on Christmas Day. And, you know, Joe was just on the show 3 weeks ago.
He was, yeah. Talking about Russia and...
Exactly. Wow. I always refer to Joe as our go-to guy on Russia. Joe was a former Marine. He was a scholar. He was a man with a very deep and intimate knowledge of first the Soviet Union and then Russia, and a very, very deep understanding and appreciation for Ukraine and the struggle and the courage that those people have been going through since the invasion by Russia. And we brought Joe on several times. He was the first one to point out something that should have been obvious, and that was that one of the obvious examples when the president decides that we are no longer going to be what we have always been, and that is the protector of the free world, that you know, we were going to pass that off to somebody else, that would mean that other nations that had relied on us for nuclear protection would start, there would be a new nuclear arms race. And I we've seen that startup. My hope is that the next president will reverse that, and before that gets too far down the tracks, but who knows?
Cross our fingers.
So anyway, just so sorry to hear about Joe's death, and send our best out to Gene and to all of his friends. On a much, much happier story is we are in the final day of our December fundraiser. I was in here pretty much all weekend this weekend for our radiothon, making pitches all weekend long, so I'm not going to do that anymore. If you have contributed, thank you very, very much. We will make an announcement here when the month's over as to how well we did. We set out with a goal to try to raise $17,000, which seemed very ambitious to me at the time, considering that that was more money than we had in the bank after 8.5 years. That seemed fairly ambitious. We've done well. And so, like I said, we don't have anything to announce that on that yet, but I feel very good as we're wrapping up that effort. So,
That's definitely good news.
Yeah. So thank you once again to everybody, not only who has donated this time, but who has supported us over the years. As we always tell you, we are 100% supported by the community. We don't get commercials. We don't get money from the government. We are community radio.
Right.
So we get what you give
anyway,
us.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This government ain't giving nobody anything.
Yeah.
So anyway. Here we are at the end of the year. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hate to always feel like I'm coming on with some bad news as well, but this unfortunate event, right, story that came out of Doyenne County. Deputy was arrested and charged with sexual assault. And I only like to bring up, well, not only, but these stories because, you know, sexual assault just doesn't, I feel like it doesn't get enough attention. It happens in our community. It happens often. And certainly not to highlight those who are victim survivors, but that, you know, folks that perpetrate have made that decision. You know, it's not an accident, I guess I want to say. Mm-hmm. And this individual, you know, went on a dating app and made the decision to do this to an individual. And, yeah, I just find it so unfortunate because that means that it was a planned event.
Right.
Right. It wasn't, you know, again, on the movies or TV shows like, oh, you know, you – anyway, yeah. That somehow it's a stranger or
right. –
or that it's somehow like an accident. It was like, oh, well, that's not what it was. No, this wasn't the case. This is somebody who had a plan and executed that plan. And as a result, somebody was a victim. So in any case, I just wanted to draw attention to that topic and, you know, bring up the issue that individuals who are victims and survivors, it's not their fault, and they have you know been fallen prey to somebody else's plans.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I You know, usually this time of year, traditionally, they would put out, you know, top 10 stories of the year, that kind of stuff. I couldn't find much. I there was nothing locally. I did find KRQE TV, and I think that's out of Albuquerque. And, you know, there's the old saying in TV, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
And the thing that TV news hates, despises more than anything else is government. Because it's all about visuals, you know, and, you know, old guys sitting there in suits and ties acting civilly with each other. There's really nothing there for them. So anyway, with that in mind, here is what the KRQE television station believes were the top 10 stories of the year for the year 2015. Ted, I kind of agree with them. And that was rain and flooding. That was an issue this year at my house, especially. I don't know. We had more rain this summer than I think any time since I moved here.
Yeah, we certainly did. And there was, you know, some devastating flooding around the country for sure also. Right. Yeah.
Their number, and a lot of these I've missed completely, but I remember when this was open, the El Camino Real Heritage Museum, a lot of fanfare and, you know, New Mexico, rightfully so, loves our culture, loves our heritage. But museums are just a tough sell. Mm. And so that opened, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. And so that the closing of that museum was their number 9 story. And then we get into the blood and gore. Number 8 was a Bloomfield police officer killed in the line of duty. Number 7, the death of actor Gene Hackman.
Mm.
Number 6... Silver City deputies find a dead 5-year-old girl. Number 5, hunters found dead near the Colorado border. Number 4, Mission Man found dead. One of those times, I can't read my own writing. So number 4 is another person found dead. Number 3, a study by Wallet Hub, which ranks New Mexico as the worst state in the nation.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. At the bottom of the bottom. Like, yeah. Mississippi's not below us. Usually we're...
Well, and to be fair, Wallet
Hub... We're running for the bottom always.
Wallet Hub ranks states based on money. You know, they don't rank states on, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
Quality of life and weather and all that stuff. It's, you know...
Mm-hmm. But,
so anyway, consider the source. Number 2, Shirley MacLaine puts her ranch up for sale. That's the second biggest story of the year in New Mexico.
I mean, maybe in northern New Mexico, yeah.
And number 1, I missed this story too entirely, 182 charged with trespassing at the border wall.
Ah, yes.
You remember that one.
I do remember that. Yeah, that's when our lovely President Trump decided to extend the... like the military base, of Fort Bliss, and anyway, to say that it actually extends all the way, you know, well, along the border, essentially. And I did more research. It's like 60 feet from the border wall is technically a military base.
I'm remembering this story
yes.
now. Okay.
And so those people that crossed over were were detained and charged with trespassing because they were trespassing onto a military base.
Yep, I remember
which
that now.
Is the most ridiculous thing.
Well, it was kind of a harbinger of things to come. You
yeah,
know, with the benefit of hindsight, that happened early in the year, or when did that happen?
Yeah, I think May. I think May, in like summertime.
Right,
yeah, a little before summer. But not only did he do that in New Mexico, right? But also in Texas. So all along our border, you know, I think like from Van Horn, you know, to the other side of New Mexico, along that border is now military base. So.
Of course it is.
Of course it is, right? And so, again, also justifying the militarization, right, of the border and bringing, you know, the U.S.
Department of War.
Bringing the Department of War to our doorstep, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, I think that goes hand in hand. I mean, I don't want to step off the story, but the classification of fentanyl, right, as a...
Yes, a weapon of mass destruction.
A weapon of mass destruction, yes. Exactly. So, like, why? What would be the reason to even do that?
Oh, the same reason that immigrants are now invaders. They are now foreign armies marching onto our shore.
Exactly.
Emergency powers. That's the reason.
Right.
Because when our nation was founded, in time since then, Congress has said, okay, in times of war, in times of famine, in times of pandemic, in times of emergencies, mm-hmm. when Congress, it's just going to take Congress too long to get together and pass a bill and do it, we will grant these powers temporarily to a president to only be used in these times of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's doing it.
Right.
And so if the Supreme Court, it is now up to the Supreme Court to decide
mm-hmm.
if fentanyl is in the same classification as, what was it that they used in Syria? I mean, nerve gas.
Right,
Well,
right, and, for me anyway, just thinking about all the consequences, right, that can come from it. I mean, already, you know, military on the streets of, you know, large cities and... I don't know. The implications are
and once
you know,
again the same thing. The Posse Comitatus Act clearly makes that illegal.
Right.
In times of emergency, you can do it.
Well.
So you know.
Right.
The crime rate's going down, but have you seen this one story where this one guy got attacked? Oh,
mm-hmm.
that was really horrible. That's an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then I guess again and again, and that's in terms of you know stories of the year. Gosh, I think 2020. President Trump and all the chaos that has been created.
I was going to say nationally, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Starting from day one, starting mm-hmm. with Doge, starting with Elon Musk
yes.
waving his stupid little chainsaw in the air, pretending that he's a 5-year-old boy on Christmas morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
just try to picture that. You're giving a
yeah.
You're giving a 5-year-old a chainsaw. Okay.
Well, a toy chainsaw. I assume that wasn't a real chainsaw he was waving above his head.
I hope not. I hope not. Yeah. Right. All the devastation and, you know, how much, you know, our country has changed in one short year, I think is really clear. And again, and then Christmas Day, what was the bombing that the U.S. bombed Nigeria? And the president said it was a Christmas gift to ISIS.
Right. So we're bombing Nigeria. We are. We've got the whole fleet on the coast of Venezuela.
Exactly.
We are using the entire military might of the U.S. Navy, Air Force, everything to blow up speedboats.
Mm-hmm.
And to apparently blow up a facility, a port facility, when nobody was there. And I don't know how many billions of dollars we are spending. And you know, the disruption to those people's lives. I mean, they signed up for it. I get that. But they should only be used when they're needed. They're not needed.
No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and protection, right? The whole idea is about protecting our country. And how is it, you know, going on the offensive and going into the middle of the ocean and deciding that.
But to me, the story, and I wrote this in a column, the story is that we've taken his best punch. I mean, he came in swinging. He came in doing 100 miles an hour, signing executive orders on everything under the sun.
Yeah.
And like I said, just unleashing Doge. Just don't worry about any of the rules, any of the regulations. Just have at it. We'll sort it all out later.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're firing people that have the nuclear codes. They're firing people, you know, who are in charge of giving out vaccines right in the middle of flu season. They're firing, you know, all of these critical workers. They're doing it in this completely haphazard, I didn't use a dirty word, haphazard way.
Yeah.
And then he just walks away from it and tells us that Donald Trump is on the Epstein list. And lo and behold, Donald Trump's on the Epstein list, if there is an Epstein list. But
He's certainly in the documents, for
yes,
sure.
But
yes,
and who was the first to bring that up?
Right.
Was Elon Musk, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, here we are 1 year later.
Mm.
The courts have already told him, you got to bring Abrego Garcia back, you know, you got to release him. I don't know how that's going to end up, but they've been struck down on that. The tariffs are pending in the so much is pending in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But it seems like, you know, this avalanche that we got at the beginning is not an avalanche anymore. Donald Trump is a tired old man. Mm. He is a spent force. He's 1 year into a 4-year term, and he's sleeping through public meetings over and over again.
That, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I don't think, I think the Democrats are overly optimistic about the midterm election. I don't think they'll take the Senate. I don't think they'll have a wipeout in the House. I think they'll win the House, but they'll have a narrow majority. And that will give them the ability to bring things to a halt, but things are already at a halt. It'll give them the ability to do investigations of Trump, but we know where that leads and how that goes.
Right. I mean, yeah, because it still have to go back to the Senate anyway, it's not going to really do anything, you know, unless he would choose to resign, which we know he will not
do. So we're going to get 3 years, well, 2 years, I mean, after the, you know, after Democrats take over the House, of an even more angry Donald Trump slapping his name on everything in sight, putting all of his focus and attention on the ballroom. You know.
Yeah.
And we will get through it, I guess, is where I'm going. The courts, we'll see about the courts. We really will. I don't know. As I sit here today, there are so many of those big issues. And I, one thing I do know for a fact is that all of the Republicans in Congress who are going along with this shift where Congress is neutered and Congress has no say in anything and the president gets to make all the decisions, that goes away the second there's a Democratic president. Yeah. At least they hope it does.
Right.
But if I'm that president, I don't know. If a vindictive person was that president, I'd like to think that I would be bigger than that.
Yeah.
But my point is, there is no reason why the next Democratic president has to willingly give away all the power that he or she will have been granted. If it was an emergency then, it's still an emergency. But now my solution is way different than their solution.
Yeah.
And Congress has no say, no role. I mean, I wouldn't do that because that would be horrible for the country. But there would be a little part of me that would really want to.
You're saying we've walked down that, like we've gone too far down that path to sort of change that, or, you know, change course on that idea about the president and the power that the president has in our country.
Well, I do, like I said, what I think will happen is we'll have a return to normalcy and, you know, Congress will be back to being ineffective, but at least
decision makers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. At least in the game.
Yeah.
I mean,
fulfilling
right now they're
their
not
role.
In the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. That part is true.
Locally, two big stories, I think. One was the Young Park shooting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mass gun violence comes to Las Cruces.
Yeah.
Why would we ever think we were immune from that? Of course, it was going to come and will come again. And
yeah.
So that was, you know, the one. And the other one, the bigger one, is Project Jupiter.
Right.
So that's the one. I mean, the shooting was a one-day event, and we will certainly deal with obviously the victims will deal with the consequences. But we as a society will do what we can to prevent it. And, but Project Jupiter is the very beginnings of something that is going to be a very dramatic change for that part of the county.
Yeah. I was going to say it's a gift that keeps on giving. In terms of a story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say just that piece of the county, you know.
No, I agree.
Yeah. I think.
But it's easier for people in Las Cruces to not think about it.
That part is true. Yeah. You know, but air is, you know, travels everywhere.
It travels everywhere.
And if air is polluted, it's going to travel here to Las Cruces. But, you know, and when we had Senator Cervantes on, a couple of weeks ago and talking about water. I mean, that's the other piece too, that we haven't, I mean, obviously when I was doing a lot of advocacy around this was concern about the water and it continues to be a concern, because where's the water going to come from, you know? And who is it actually going to impact? And I think that that's part of the story that has been really investigated, because that will certainly impact Las Cruces, right? Tapping into our aquifer under the ground, you know, where we all get our water from, right, in this area, you know, will impact anything, you know, below Elephant Butte. So it's not just a Sunland Park, Santa Teresa issue. It's definitely a countywide issue.
And it really is a national issue in terms of these data processing.
Centers. Yeah.
Because there's starting to be a lot of pushback, and, you know, it's starting to feel a little bit like New Mexico is being used as the dumping ground again, like we have been so many times in the past.
Exactly. Well, and just to speak to, right, these data centers, too, and I had mentioned before we came on air, you know, Time Magazine, the person of the year was...
Yes.
was these AI, you
and
know...
And rightfully so.
Tech bros. Right. But how is that tied to the data center? Is the data centers that they're planning on building here...
Right. They can't do it without the data centers.
Right. Well, and they're very specifically for AI and machine learning. It's not about our regular internet traffic and, you know, us, you know, going on Google or, you know, or some other app. It's, no, they're using it to teach AI apps how to be, you know... how to be human, I guess, or like how to be better.
Right.
So that eventually to actually replace people, right?
Yeah. And eventually being fairly soon. I mean, this thing is marching down the track and, you know, you can't put a bottle on technology. It is going to happen. Obviously there's a race taking place now between the United States and China and other countries as well, but it seems like us and China, and they're very, as I listen to people talk about it, they're just very sinister undertones.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not only about commerce and having advantages in medicine and this and that.
Efficiencies,
It's, you know, defense implications as well.
Right. Power.
And power and dominance. Mm-hmm. And once you start using machines... in the furtherance of power and dominance, anybody who's read any sci-fi book in the world knows how that turns out. So,
we'll all eventually become victims.
I mean, that's how the sci-fi book every single time. I'm not saying that is inevitably our fate. What I think is inevitably our fate is a huge disruption in the labor market, and that's coming very, very soon. And the fight that we just had over SNAP, food assistance, I think shows you how this is going to go. I mean, people of my generation, children of parents who grew up as children in the Depression, we were taught that money, get the money, hang on to the money, grab the money, go get the money. The money, if you don't have money, your life will be horrible. There is no such thing as a free meal. If you want to get ahead in this work, you got to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and you got to get out there every morning and you got to put your nose to the grindstone and get to work. That's the ethic that we were all raised on. And that's fine when you're 20 guys out there with shovels in a hand digging a ditch. But those jobs are gone.
Right.
All of those jobs are gone. And so you can want to do that all you want. And and we're already seeing the incredible frustration among the jobless people coming out of college or even out of high school and eager, young, ready to go. And there are no jobs there to be had.
Mm-hmm. Or there are, but, you know, just low paying jobs,
And not at all satisfying.
No, exactly.
You know, like what Bessette was saying, well, we're going to need people turning those little screws all day long.
Well, are we though? Like if we're going to,
we're not.
Yeah. But you know, in the interim, you know, and I'll just say, you know, in terms of SNAP, what all of that happened is, you know, this idea that those individuals were not employed is also, you know, false narrative, because most of the people who are on SNAP actually are employed.
Right.
They're underemployed there. They can't.
That's
maybe
right.
They work multiple part-time jobs because that's all that is available to them.
We have not raised the minimum wage in this country.
We have not.
Since, I shouldn't start that sentence if I don't know the answer, but.
It's been a very long time.
It's been a very long time.
Right. But here in New Mexico, it's higher, right? And
it is.
Here in Las Cruces, actually, it's going to go up to another dollar starting
right. It is, but I guess my point is, as a nation.
Yeah.
That used to be an argument. That used to be something that came up for debate every few years. Mm-hmm. We've just forgotten about it now. We've left that up to the states. And if you're unfortunate enough to be living in Texas.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know what 2026 is going to bring in terms of our national politics and
we
AI
don't.
And.
No. Well. AI was marching forward. I think we know what's happening. And Project Jupiter is marching forward.
I mean,
I think there will be many earnest attempts to stop it, but it has a lot of money. And it has right now it has the governor.
It does.
It has the county commission.
Yep.
And a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
It certainly does, yes. Yeah. I mean, and there's still some pending lawsuits, right? And some public pushback. In terms of the natural gas power plant.
The fight does go on.
It does. Yeah. So although they are marching forward, nothing's been erected. Nothing as of yet. We'll keep you posted.
I never did get about our phone number, and I shouldn't now because we're going to have somebody on the line for the next hour. 575-526-5825, really, really quick if you want to call us. And actually, if you do want to call during the next hour, I think we can still take a message. So I meant to give that out at the beginning of the show, 575-526-5825. Anything else coming up? I can't think of anything.
No, just tonight, right, is the chili drop.
Tonight is the chili drop.
Yeah. So yeah. We're at the bottom of the bottom for Wallet Hub, but.
But we have one of the best.
Chili, exactly.
That's right. That's right.
We do have one of
the best.
The
New Year's best New Year's Eve drops in the nation.
We do.
And, so take that.
Exactly. I think it'll be a good time.
And I think ours is the only one where people get to decide the color of the thing that drops. So
yeah. People
get to vote, red or green.
Yeah.
So, you're right. That's going to be tonight, and that will be what my show will be celebrating on Musical Celebrations tonight.